Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna West, and I am so excited today to be chatting with Susan O'Leary, who is one of our amazing volunteers from the Plymouth Canton area. So Susan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So to get us started, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Yes. So I'm from Plymouth. Originally, I was from downriver, Michigan, and then moved out here. I have a husband and two girls that are both currently Girl Scouts. We have two cats and a dog. So always a lot of activity going on in this house. I work for a bank. So I have that experience. You know, I work full time for them. And then I love to help volunteer with the Girl Scouts.
Awesome. Yeah, it definitely sounds like you've got a lot of activity happening at your house. So how fun. So would you mind sharing, you know, tell us when your Girl Scout story started? You know, were you a girl member? Did you start as a volunteer? Like, tell us your first experience as a Girl Scout.
I was a Girl Scout when I was in grade school. So I think first grade, I believe we started. So I don't think they had daisies back then. So I was in Girl Scouts for a couple of years, and then our troop leaders actually moved to California, and they didn't have anybody to take over the troop. And I really have vivid memories from being in the troop and liking it, you know, getting to wear my uniform and then the things that we did. And I just felt like, you know, it was a place where my mom was not the troop leader. So here I am, you know, I felt kind of independent and like I could do some things on my own. And I remember just really enjoying my time being a Girl Scout and being really sad when it didn't continue. So when my oldest daughter got old enough to be a Daisy, I was so excited because I wanted her to have that experience as well.
Awesome. So did you ever think, like when you were a Girl Scout, you know, as a kid, did you ever think, oh, I want to be a troop leader one day? Or did it just, were you just inspired when it was your girl's turn?
I was inspired when it was her turn. Like I went to, we're very fortunate for the school that my children go to that we have a troop organizer. So she had a meeting for incoming, you know, kindergarten families, you know, if you're interested, come hear what it's all about, the different opportunities that you have to help, you know, make a troop and be a successful troop for your daughter. So I went to that informative meeting, and, you know, at the end of it, the Josie, who's the troop leader for my daughter's troop, I remember very vividly sitting there with her, and she's looking at me, I'm looking at her, looking at all the moms, like, who's gonna stand up and say, yes, I'll do this, you know? And I actually have a background in education. I have a master's degree in early childhood, but I work at a bank because I found out that, you know, that interaction with students was not really the thing for me. I have a lifelong love of learning myself, and I thought that would make me be a great fit as a teacher, and not so much. So when Josie volunteered to do that, I was kind of, you know, happy because, you know, anything I could have done for my daughter for her to have the experience, I absolutely would have done it, but I knew that wasn't the best fit for me. But they had talked about the product program a little bit, and that you need a cookie mom and or a cookie parent for your troop. And that was something I remembered. So when we got that first year when my daughter was in kindergarten and we started approaching that, and Josie asked if anyone wanted to do it, I felt like that was going to be a good fit for me. That's how I could help support the troop.
I love that. And it's one thing that people don't realize, that there are so many different ways that you can help to support Girl Scouting, you know? So to your point where you're like, yeah, maybe facilitating programming, whether it's badge programming or running the meeting or whatever. Maybe that's not your jam, but like you have this other passion area that is really exciting. Can you share a little bit about like how your troop kind of divides up duties so that each adult who contributes can really use their, you know, strengths and their skills to support the troop?
Yes. Well, I can give an example of that from my younger daughter's troop as well, because I am the co-leader for that. So once I saw how things kind of worked with my older daughter, when it came time for my younger daughter to join a troop, I felt a little more confident that maybe I could do a little bit more with that troop. So the co-leader and I, Laura, she's very creative and she is very good at, you know, doing the activities with the girls when we're at the troop meeting and having it set up, and the, I don't want to say discipline, but the management of the meeting, like keeping the girls on track. You know, I'm soft-spoken. I just kind of, you know, they get a little loud and I'm like, okay, you know, I was an only child. I don't know. My girls are quiet like me. So I don't know what to do when that situation starts to erupt, but she can, you know, keep things on track, keep things moving along, and comes up with really wonderful creative ideas. And I am not creative. You know, she'll have something she'll need help with the girls, and she'll try to explain to me what to do at the beginning of the meeting, and I'm like a deer in headlights, like, so she'll find another mom or dad that will assist with those things. But I handle the cookies and the fall product program, treats and reads, for the troop, and then I do the paperwork, and I'm the one sending out the reminders, you know, don't forget there's this troop meeting, or we need to RSVP for this cluster event coming up, or, you know, like sending out, if we were looking at this activity, you know, a couple of dates, who would be able to attend on this date versus that date. You know, I handle that side of the house with the troop things, and she handles, you know, the management of the meetings and the ideas for what we're going to do with the meetings. And I kind of do the background stuff and the paperworky stuff, I like to call it, and the emails and the reminders. So there's, you know, if you can't stand there and come up with stuff as the meeting's going on to keep everything from devolving into chaos, you can do everything you can behind the scenes to make sure that everything's ready to go and you're prepared and you can make it try to flow as smoothly as possible from that respect.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really cool to see the different ways that troops kind of organize the adults who are willing to volunteer to share responsibility and kind of spread that work amongst many. It's like many hands make for light work kind of thing.
What you enjoy too, so that it's not, no one person feels like they're doing everything, and that it's, you know, like, I don't really have time to get all of this together. If you can divide it up and give things that people enjoy doing, they're going with their, you know, natural skill sets and background and their knowledge and things they're interested in, then it's easier for them to do those things. And then everything's just better because of it.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that they have this idea in their mind that like you can be a Girl Scout troop leader and the troop leader does all the things, right? And there's so much more to it than that.
Right.
And one of those things, of course, is the service unit and the volunteers who also contribute at the service unit level. And I know that you have some service unit responsibilities as well in a service unit volunteer role. Can you kind of explain, first of all, what a service unit is, if there is someone listening who isn't super familiar, and also what your role is at the service unit level?
Yes. So my service unit is made up of troops in the Plymouth Canton School District. And we have a group of the kindergarten through fifth grade troops. So all the various public schools and also like the charter schools. Other schools are part of that group. So that's our service unit is, I can't even tell you how many different schools and troops it is. I do know, you know, when we're in the height of cookie season, I probably have about 60 or so troops that I'm keeping tabs on and assisting. So it's quite a large chunk of people.
Yeah, Plymouth Canton is one of our largest service units in the 34 counties that we serve. So yeah, I think you gave a great explanation of, you know, the service unit is really that smaller supportive group led by volunteers and connected to staff partners that facilitate Girl Scouting together at that local level. So can you tell us a little bit about your product role within the service unit?
Yes. So the first year, my older daughter, going back to that, when she was in Daisies and I stepped up to be the cookie parent, I had a lot of questions. I feel like the more information, like I just want all the information. Like some people just want to know it, what they need to know as they need to know it. But I need to feel like I've got a handle on the whole process from start to finish. So I had all these questions, and the product person at council at the time, you know, I basically had a direct line to her. I think probably, you know, I was asking her stuff weekly, if not daily at one point, you know, like explain this again. And how does this, you know, and just till I felt like I really had a good understanding. I felt very immersed in the whole process from beginning to end. And I was like, okay, I'm confident I can do this. And I, you know, made up some systems that would help me stay organized. And then after that first year, she was like, you know, we don't have a volunteer that's, you know, the product person for your service unit. And, you know, since I've just told you everything there is to know about it, you know, how about would you be able to step up and do that for the service unit? And I was like, well, okay. I said, I think I can do that because I, you know, I quote unquote practiced on my daughter's troop, you know, and it went really well and I felt very organized and the parents were all happy. And I think I can extrapolate that to, you know, more troops and leaders. And I also felt like if I know the answers and people can shoot me a quick email or a text and I can give them the answer that I have and they're not worrying or struggling to find it, you know, we all have a million things going on. So if you have a resource that you can go to and say, you know, can you explain this to me and you can do it in a few moments, you know, why make people have unnecessary stress, you know? So I'm like, yes, I can, you know, pass on the knowledge that troops need to know to be successful for their product program. So first I took over cookies and she's like, well, we also have treats and reads in the fall. And I was not familiar with that at the time. So I got brought up to speed on that. And I'm like, yes, I can do this too. So, and that's, you know, what I really liked because there is a lot of paperwork and organization to it. And, you know, like I was saying with the girls, when they start getting excited or out of hand, I'm not sure how to bring them back. Well, you know, cookies and treats and reads don't do that. They just sit there until you do something with them. So that was my niche. I'm like, I can be the person who gets all this information and sends all this information out to other people. Like I can do that. That would be something that I am capable of doing to help.
So if someone has no idea what Treats and Reads, this Treats and Reads program is, can you explain that? Like what is that? What kind of products are offered through that? Tell us a little bit about that.
So through Treats and Reads, there's magazines, the subscriptions that people can get. There's nuts and candies, you know, chocolates. I like the fruit slices myself and a variety of things. So it kind of gets girls, it's in our council and our service units at the beginning of the school year. So in the fall, and it's a good way for troops, you know, especially ones starting up to get funds for their troops and start funding some troop activities. And it's also a good thing, I think, kind of how it comes before the holidays. A lot of stuff I'm thinking, you know, if you're going into Thanksgiving and things like that and you're seeing more people, you know, I always say, oh, this makes great hostess gifts or, you know, something to take with you. So there's lots of things that you can get. You can sell in person, and there's also things that you can buy online, like a different variety. So, you know, if people want to help you, just like, you know, with the cookies too. If people, grandma and grandpa or aunt so-and-so that lives across the country, they can still support their favorite Girl Scout.
Yeah, it's such a cool program. And, you know, it's really great for girls to learn how to run a business that is multifaceted. So, of course, we have our world famous Girl Scout cookie program and the lesser known but still well-loved Treats and Reads program. My favorite of which is the peanut butter trail mix. I swear my diet is about 60% peanut butter trail mix during that time of year.
And, you know, we do Nut Huts, how you do cookie boosts with cookies. We'll do Nut Huts with the treats products. And, you know, people are just like, oh, you have cookies? And we're like, no, we've got nuts and candies. And they're like, oh, and then like, oh, those look really good. So, you know, that introduces people, gives them another way to support the Girl Scouts.
Absolutely. And like really delicious treats, you know, and not even just saying that, like they truly are so good.
Very good quality, very, very delicious. I'm a fan of all of them.
So you kind of are like the product program queen for your troops and for your service unit, right? What do you love so much about volunteering specifically within that product program kind of niche that you've found?
Well, it's so great watching the girls. I, you know, remember my daughters, both of their troops, their first cookie booths. You know, the girls maybe, you know, you prepare them as much as you can, but when you get out there and they're in front of strangers for the first time, you know, they're kind of maybe unsure of what to do and they're quiet and they're, you know, kind of looking to the adults that are there for direction. And then, you know, by the time that 2 or 3 or 4 hours is done, or, you know, they usually do like half hour shifts each, by the time they're done with their first shift, they've got it. Like they have this confidence and they have this courage and they're working on, you know, we talk about the 5 skills in the product program. So they're learning how to communicate with people, make eye contact, and, you know, what to do if someone says, no, thank you, I don't want anything. You know, they're just learning all these wonderful skills and they're so proud of themselves when they do it. And they get to, I have several girls in both troop that just love to do cookie booths or Nut Hut. They just think, you know, it's the greatest thing ever because they can go out there and talk to people and, you know, help them decide what to get and, you know, complete the sale and handle the money. And they love the experience. So.
Yeah. And you mentioned the 5 skills, you know, that's another thing that people just don't realize about Girl Scouts is it's like, yes, we have these delicious cookies that everyone loves. We have these delicious, you know, nuts and candies, but it's so much more than that. It's that opportunity for girls to build these skills that they just don't get elsewhere.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. You know, I always say, you're not just selling the cookies, you're not just selling treats and reads, you're learning, you know, what it takes to be an entrepreneur. And, you know, and also all these life skills that go along with it that you can use in all other situations. So, you know, when people are saying, well, if we don't have a certain cookie that people are looking for, you know, it's not just about the product itself, it's about everything else that goes into it. So
absolutely. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, what does that look like for a girl or a troop to set a goal? And what is kind of the outcome of the product program as it relates to girls setting goals?
Yeah. So, you know, it kind of starts individually when the girls get those, like the cookie flyer, and it has all the rewards on the back. So they kind of start to look at that and see, oh, I want to sell this amount to get to the certain specific, you know, cookie reward. But then it becomes so much more than that. Like they're very, very driven by, you know, we've sold this many, we can sell this many more. And then you start, you know, explaining, you know, we get the troop profit for selling this is X amount. So how much would we need to do these activities? Like what activities would you want to do? Or what causes would you like to help support, you know, and how can we do that? And how can we make sure that we go out there with this product and present it to people and explain to them, you know, why we want them to support us. Yeah. So sometimes I'll ask girls, what are you working towards? What, you know, when I buy this box, what am I helping you with? You know, so I spend some time thinking about what are we going to do? You know, are we going to maybe plan a activity? We go sleep at the zoo overnight, or we go, you know, to the Humane Society or some other, you know, place like that, so that we can support the animals and use our troop funds from what we earn from this to help them and kind of pay it forward. So there's lots of different ways that looks, I think, you know, depending on the troop, you can, but it's important to connect the selling of the product to, you know, then after we've done this, why did we do this, right? So it's like, what are we going to pick for our goal? What can we do for our troop that we're interested in? And then what do we need to do to get there? How many boxes of cookies do we need to sell to make that happen? And everyone's a part of it.
What are some of the cool things that either your troops have done with their cookie proceeds or troops in your service unit that you've seen that really, you know, stick out to you as like, oh my gosh, this experience was powered by the Girl Scout product program?
Yes. Well, I've seen some, you know, long-term troops, you know, up in the CSA level that they've been saving their funds, and they go, one troop from our area, I think, went to Switzerland. They saved, you know, they just were very focused on this. So that's kind of a long-term goal. I think most troops do sort of a goal for just that year, maybe. That's probably more common. We did overnight at the zoo, at the Toledo Zoo. So that was great, you know, and it's important to ask the girls, especially as they get older, you know, what do you want to do, and let them pick. So they feel very invested in it, and it's not the adults leading it, but that the girls are leading the activities.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about, you just alluded to it, so it's a perfect segue, about girl-led, and first of all, what girl-led is and how it is so intricately involved in the product program?
Yes. So girl-led, you're letting the girls do most of the things. It's not, you know, say your example, you're at a cookie booth and you have some adults there that are helping out. Sometimes, you know, you don't want the girls off in the background playing with the shopping carts or something like that, not being engaged in the process and part of the sales. You kind of only, you want the girls to do as much as they can and the adults just to be there when needed. So the goal is to get the girls to be able to, you know, greet that customer and help them get the cookies and hand them the boxes and take the money and give them the change, and not the adult doing it. So, you know, that's example for cookies. And, you know, our troop meetings, we want the girls' input on what activities they want to do, and then asking them to help make decisions as we're going along. So what do we need to do next? Or if something didn't work out, what could we have done differently to have made this go better? So it's really getting the girls involved and showing them that they have the ability to make decisions and choices, and then what the consequences of those are, and then, you know, adjusting from there and going on from there.
I think it's so cool that, you know, as someone who, as you mentioned, you weren't necessarily interested in like facilitating the activity portions of the meeting or, you know, that kind of thing, you still are able to have this direct impact on girls and building these skills through the product program. What is like your favorite thing about being a Girl Scout volunteer, and what keeps you coming back in these roles that you serve?
I think really, you know, seeing the girls progress over time, watching them, you know, go from daisies now up to juniors, cadets, that I've seen that they just, you know, learn so much and grow so much. And Girl Scouting gives them that safe place to try things. And if it, you know, doesn't work out, it's not a disaster. It's okay. How do we learn from this? How do we grow? You know, it's a really a great place to try things and to go outside of your comfort level and know that however it turns out, you're in a really safe place and that people are there to support you and to encourage you.
And those are such critical lessons for girls to learn, and having that safe place where they can totally, you know, step out of their comfort zone and try something new, perhaps totally fall flat on their face, you know, that safe space to do that, that girls just do not get anywhere else. It's such a critical, you know, opportunity for girls to learn and to build that confidence and practice courage.
Yes. And so, and I just keep coming back, you know, one of the things I love as a volunteer is seeing that and how they help each other. Then they go out into the world and they're, you know, those kind of people that help people in any situation, you know, and it's not just their troop. It's, you know, people at school or people they encounter elsewhere. They always, they want to help and they want to make a situation better. And they, you know, I find that that's really amazing to see. When you instill that in them, then they're looking for ways, and, you know, they'll be somewhere, you know, our troop will be somewhere and they'll be like, oh, you know, there's a lot of trash around here. We probably should pick that up. You know, like, what can we do to make this situation better? And I think that's a really, you know, good outlook to have on life. How can I make the situation better? What can I do to make something easier or better for somebody else? And I think that's really important to instill in people.
I totally agree. And it's powerful to see a girl, as you mentioned, kind of develop that mindset and that confidence in herself that she can inspire the kind of change that she's wanting to see in the world. It is so powerful to see and be witness to.
And then, you know, part of that too, with the girls, then you have this, as an adult volunteer, I have other adult volunteers around me that are there supporting me and encouraging me to do other things as well. And, you know, we've had pretty much the same people in our troop from my daughter's going to go into sixth grade. So those moms, like those, that family, you know, the other girl's family is sort of my family now too. Like we've done so much together. You know, it's really given me a good support group and a good social network. And I feel like, you know, as the girls have gotten more confidence and more courage from participating in Girl Scouts, so have I. So, you know, it's things that I can apply to my life, you know, in my job when I'm at work, you know, maybe now I'm not so afraid to go up and talk in front of the whole room because I've done it, you know, I've done it at a troop meeting, or I've done it with when we have our cookie meeting for the year to the family. So you get to, you know, I myself got to practice new skills in a safe place that I can now use other places.
And that again is like one of the things that people do not know about being a Girl Scout volunteer is like, yes, you pour so much into these girls and the work that you do provides them these exceptional experiences and they build these skills and this confidence. And you as a volunteer, you get so much out of that too. What are some things that you have learned about yourself that maybe you didn't realize, or skills that you unearthed because of your Girl Scout experience? You kind of alluded to this a little bit and talked about like public speaking as an example. Are there other things that come to mind?
More willing to propose a solution to a problem, or more willing to try something myself. Like normally, you know, I'm the kind of person who would sit back, let somebody else figure out what we should do, and then I will help you do whatever that is you think. But you know, I've learned, like, you know, I have good ideas to bring to the table, and you know, I can have my voice be heard and contribute.
What is something that you wish you knew about Girl Scouting, you know, before you jumped in as a volunteer?
I think sitting back at that meeting when my daughter was in kindergarten, contemplating if I wanted to raise my hand and say I'll be the troop leader, was, you know, thinking I was going to have to do it all if I did that. Like, then everything was on me, and that it was going to be a very, not a strict or rigid format I'd have to follow, or that, you know, like there was one way to do Girl Scouts. And if you said you were going to do it, you needed to figure out how to do it, and everyone does it the same way, you know. But I can see from my experience with having two daughters in Girl Scouts, two different troops, and then coming into contact with so many other troops in my product role, that there's so many ways to do Girl Scouts. You know, you're not just trying to follow this one style of doing things. You know, you're looking at, okay, you know, these are the volunteers I have that are willing to help, and this is what they're capable of doing, and these are the girls that I have, and this is what they need to be successful. So how are we going to help them on that journey? And so it's all very much, I think there's a common goal, you know, like I was talking about those five skills, and you want girls of confidence and courage and character and all of that, but there's many paths to get there. So you don't have to think, I have to be perfect at this, and this is, you know, there's one way to do it. There's many ways to come to the same results.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no, yeah, I mean, you said it perfectly. There's no perfect or right way to facilitate a Girl Scout experience. It's all about how you know, pour into your girls and help them build those skills and, you know, reach the outcome. You know, it's not about the how, it's about, you know, what that outcome is and, you know, what girls gain and how they grow, which is really, really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, my question would have been, how will I know if I'm doing it right? But you can see that you're doing it quote unquote right. there's no real right, but you can see that as those girls are progressing and growing, you can really feel it and see it. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, it is so powerful to watch that growth happen and, you know, to see that spark of the moment that a girl starts to build that belief in herself or grow that confidence or skill set. It's really amazing.
And you see, too, like how important it is for the girls. You know, I feel like, you know, from my experience and thinking, oh, I enjoyed my Girl Scout experience, I want my girls to do it. And then to see that they choose to do it. It's not mom making you do it. They want to do that. You know, we have lots of girls that are involved in so many activities and they're like, we don't know, you know, if the troop meeting is going to be on Thursday, we have soccer practice Thursday. We don't know if we can do it, you know, and then their daughter's like, but I really want to stay in the troop. Like I want to keep being a Girl Scout. And that's, you know, that tells you something right there that they need that Girl Scout experience in their life, you know, no matter what other activities they're involved in, they're getting something specific and unique out of being a Girl Scout that they don't want to let go.
And that they can't, they don't get elsewhere. You know, Girl Scouting is so unique in what it provides for girls. So yeah, I love what you said and the just, it changes a girl's life and it changes, you know, our lives as adults involved in Girl Scouting. It's such a powerful program.
Yeah, yes.
So what would you tell someone who, you know, maybe they're listening to this and they're like, oh, maybe I could do this, or maybe I should try this. You know, what would you tell to that adult that is kind of contemplating getting involved in Girl Scouts?
I would say reach out to any adult volunteer that you know or in a council in your area and, you know, ask, you know, what could I do to help? What are some things that I could do to help? And then, you know, if they say, oh, you can, you know, lead the troop, and you're like, that doesn't sound good to me. Like, what else you got? like there'll be something for having, you know, communication's key, right? So having conversations with people that are doing it and seeing what they do and matching up, you know, what you're hearing from them with what you're comfortable doing to get your feet wet and to get involved, you know, there's going to be something you can do, whether it's, you know, getting snacks for the meeting or getting, you know, just any little something that might seem little would be very appreciated by others if you can do it. And then once you do that one thing, then that leads to the next thing and the next thing. And then you'll find your niche and what you're able to contribute and what you will find that you probably can contribute more or differently than you thought you could once you get going, because it's just so, you know, the dynamic of being a part of it and seeing your efforts, how they help others, and then others helping you. And then it just keeps building up and up and up.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful collaborative process to be part of. And, you know, it's like the teamwork is teamwork makes the dream work. That whole kind of idea really comes to life in Girl Scouting. And it's so cool to see.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
and I
go ahead. Anybody
go to and say, you know, I know you're in Girl Scouts. What could I do to help you? They're going to have something that they're going to suggest something. So you don't have to try to think of it yourself either.
Totally. Yeah. And even if there's an area of expertise that like you're really passionate about or really excited about, you know, I am going to say there's a 99.98% chance that we have a badge that would align with that, that girls would be really excited to do.
App for that. There's a badge for that.
So Susan, is there anything that you were hoping we would chat about today that we didn't get to?
Not really. I mean, I think as an adult, you'd be surprised what you're capable of and the kind of difference that you can really make. You know, you might think, what does it matter if I put myself out there, you know, or what am I going to do that's really going to be beneficial to these girls? And you'd be very surprised. There's something that your presence, your skills, you being there is going to really inspire and help somebody.
Yeah, there's no one else just like you who could do exactly what you might be able to do, you know, to support Girl Scouting. I think that is fabulous advice and a wonderful message to kind of close out with.
And it's not all or nothing, you know, you don't have to do it all. There's ways to delegate, communicate, ask for help. If you feel like you're getting a little bit overwhelmed, you know, there's somebody there, another volunteer, counsel, somebody is there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely is a big team effort. And we work together to make it happen for our girls. So one way or another, we make it work, right? Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing about your Girl Scout experience. It was really fun getting to know you and hearing your Girl Scout story. So I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Well, thank you very much. I had a great time.
Yay. So to all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the subscribe button that you see. And then be sure to share this episode and leave us a rating and a review. Doing both of these things really helps our podcast to grow and reach new audiences. And that's important because you never know who might be looking for something like a Girl Scout volunteer opportunity in their life and how they could then impact the lives of many, many girls right in their community. So be sure to share it, tag some friends, help us spread this episode, and you never know how it might make an impact in your very own community. So thanks again for joining us today. And until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it.
Change the world.